Podcast Ranger.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger. You might tell by the raspiness of my voice, but I'm a little bit under the weather, but not quite bad enough that I am not joining in this week's festivities, because it's a glorious week for Tokusatsu.
Well, thanks a lot. So you're sick and we're all trapped in this small room. We're all going to get sick. Thanks a lot.
Guys, there's always my room that we could always hang out in.
No.
That room's... Nah, he's going to contaminate that first because he's closer to
guys,
it.
Guys,
we are a Sentai. We podcast together. We lie in bed together.
Guys, there's
wait,
only,
that came out wrong.
There's only one cure for all this. Let's read some news.
I was going to say, we shouldn't go in that room because it's probably pregnant by now.
Seeing as both Guard, Dave, and I have all lived in there at some
and
point.
And Johnny.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Wait, what?
My brother also lived in there during the summer.
And, you know, I snuck in a bunch of times, so...
Yeah.
That's good, man. All
right. First bit of news. Today is the 70th birthday of Hiroshi Fujioka.
He's 70! Mr.
Kamen Rider Ichigo. Who actually... Apparently, his birth name is actually Kunihiro Fujioka. Hiroshi is apparently his stage name.
Wasn't his birthday yesterday, though?
February 19th. So, at the date of this recording, it's today.
Oh, I thought it was yesterday.
Happy birthday,
it's right
Ichigo.
There. So I thought it'd be interesting to highlight a couple other roles that he did.
Segata.
Apparently he also, he voiced Shan Yu in Mulan as well as the Kingdom Hearts version.
The villain, if you don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He was Iwao Hazuki in Shenmue 1 and 2, apparently.
Hmm.
He was Zangan in Last Order Final Fantasy 7.
Oh, dear sweet Jesus. No. Above that. Oh my God, he was the leader in Arcade Gamer Fubuki. Oh God.
I don't know what that is, but sure.
Oh, there will be a review of that sooner or later.
Okay.
Take more candy from your
oh, he was in one of the Pokemon movies.
It's who?
Go up? I just saw... Oh, Phantom.
He was Phantom from the Manaphy movie.
Oh!
That piece of shit.
Oh!
Oh, here's something interesting. In something called Ona Taikoki, he played Nobunaga.
Nice.
Oda,
Nobunaga.
Nobunaga! And, of course, we all know he came back in G4 as the superintendent.
Yeah.
What?
And he was in the...
Yeah, he was the head of the police department in G4.
And he was in Tomoki Hero Rescue Force as Reiji Osakabe.
Yes, cool. the badass guy, veteran.
He was Segata.
Yes, Segata Sancho. The Japanese mascot of the Sega Saturn.
Wait, go down.
Why does these candy taste disgusting? And why does it look
because
like...
Because it came out of Raven's crotch.
Yeah.
Is that why it looks like dolphins?
Yes.
And I'm shitting dolphins.
Didn't we get also that guy in the ads?
Segata Sancho?
Yeah.
No, like, we only got Pepsi Man.
No. We got like a guy who would like break shit in half, I remember. I don't know.
That doesn't narrow it down.
Something for Sega.
The Ripping Friends?
No.
Shut up. So, it is Fujioka's 70th birthday. Happy birthday to you, the founder of Riders.
Don't
the canon.
Don't break your legs.
Cool.
Yeah.
And next week we're gonna unfortunate sad news of his death.
Ow. You know, considering how 2016's going so far, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, we all know Stanley is making his last Canadian appearance at Fan Expo this
damn
year.
It.
He'll die before that.
Right when I
ow, or
Raven!
on stage.
That's not nice.
No, just walk up to him. Hey,
come on,
corpse.
Dude's 93 years old. These
oh,
days.
I got it.
Come on.
No. What they're gonna do is he's probably dead right now. He'll be a puppet.
Oh God!
Like a
Muppet. Excelsior.
Like a
I got Muppet. No strings to hold me down.
I can see that like a Muppet Stanley.
We can
stand. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Kitch, how you doing? Excelsior and
no,
such.
No, get Alex Hirsch the voice of as Stan.
No, guys,
Stanley's
been dead for 10 years. They just have a very, very good stunt double.
No. Stanley's just a hologram.
Oh, there you go.
That explains everything.
If fucking Tupac can do it.
So happy birthday!
It's like how the statue of Walt Disney that actually is Walt Disney. He's just watching everyone in the park.
It's him frozen.
Carbon.
Yeah!
Hell yeah!
Isn't that the plot of an American Dad episode?
Probably.
Anyway. It was like Fred Family or something. Ah, really.
Next
on news.
Next news story is... going on to some ghost-related news.
This takes... Takes my theory and just shoves it down the toilet.
Yeah, so Sennin is not the father of Aaron and Adele, like
oh,
you theorized.
That.
What's he even?
Apparently, the Ganma Emperor is named Adonis.
And of course.
And if you're watching the video version, he's this dude.
Wait, Adon?
Adonis.
Evan, translate.
Nope, don't even.
It's fine.
It's a Greek thing.
Google search.
It just means a very good-looking guy these days. Anyway.
Yeah. He's being played by Hiroshi Katsuno, who was also in Rookies, Graduation, and One Liter of Tears, apparently. And apparently, another actor making a guest appearance in the episode he debuts is an actor named Thane Camus, who plays Steve Bills, the shrewd president of an IT company.
Get it?
No. Steve Jobs and Bill Gates.
Yeah, no shit.
You bastard!
IT.
Oh, Steve Bills. But you know what? That's a cool actual name for him. Thane Camus?
Yeah. That's a cool... It's hard to... I think it's not this guy's his like
real
Western.
Name.
I don't know. Maybe it's a stage name. Maybe he just likes Mass Effect.
There you go.
All right. So, that's happening soon.
Interesting to
actually,
see...
Actually, next week's episode...
Interesting to see white right. people in Kamen Rider.
Oh, yeah. That's always a treat.
Black Chinese.
Fuck you, toys. Nice. Thanks for shitting on my dreams and theories.
As they do.
You're welcome. Moving along. We got a magazine scan of the Kamen Rider 45 ghost icon. And it's like white and pink.
With a 45.
If the colors in this scan are to be believed. And if you look at the silhouettes, it looks like he takes on different features of different riders at different body parts. Like, it looks like the Kuga horns here and then other rider parts in the silhouettes. It looks like there's a Heisei one and a Showa one.
It's funny because I actually, you know, hacked that. In the belt.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Gar's been hacking my Ghost Driver shit tons.
And it's like...
As everyone does.
Kagan, Showa Rider.
Yep.
Kagan, Heisei Rider.
So apparently this icon comes with the Legendary Rider Souls DVD, which comes out in April. It comes with the miniseries that's airing on YouTube now. And the icon apparently does have the ability to switch between, quote-unquote, Heisei Damashii and Ichigo Damashii.
It probably just takes turns.
Which means that the Showa form is straight up Ichigo, and the Heisei form is a hodgepodge of the Heisei Riders.
It looks like number zero from Kuga.
The horns are probably from Kuga. That said, this form is probably going to be a horrible fucking mess.
Clusterfuck.
Yeah.
Alright, let's see. He's going to have Kuga's horns, he's going to have Decade's
Ryuki,
eyes.
The Ryuki, like a...
Yeah, the Ryuki
things.
Ports.
I present the fuck shit stack rider.
Yeah,
the fire lines mixed with like blades.
Speaking of fuck shit stacks.
Oh my god. Bother. Well, let me move on to. Yeah, well, since you made that fucking
what?
Segue.
What?
Okay, so.
Oh!
We finally got the scan of Wild's Zuo King from Zuoger, which
the
is.
Fuck is this?
All six cubes.
Biceps.
Eagle, shark, lion.
Elephant!
Tiger, elephant,
giraffe.
As well as the three Buso Zords, which is the Kuma Axe, the Mogura Drill, and the Kirin Bazooka.
This fucking looks like
this
G1 Ultra Magnus.
It's literally Biceps the Megazord.
G1 Ultra Magnus,
I was going to say Armada Megatron.
Kind of, yeah. The horn is...
Oh, yeah, the horn.
That said, so far, I actually like it compared to normal Zuo King. It's actually interesting, despite the fucking stubby arms.
And, you know, the zero
stubby
articulation.
Stubby arms, bicep.
Mr. Yeah. Stubby arms.
I can't wait to
biceps
see...
Biceps for days.
No.
That's what this is.
Now I can't wait to see how this is, like, shown in the show.
I'm pretty sure that this front yellow piece is the Gorilla Zord's cannon. I like how it closes up and forms a little Minecraft V, because Super Sentai.
Jesus, I just had this image. I just had this image in my head, though, of this thing like out there on the battlefield, and because of like its arms going, "What you gonna do when these 400-yard pythons come after you? Come on, brother!" Oh, Hulk Hogan Megazord.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's Macho Man Randy Savage
and the Kool-Aid Man,
brother. Snap into a Slim Jim.
Salted meat. The Wild Zuo King does have the ability to switch between its three weapons. The other two strap onto its lower legs because...
Dachikabanwa.
Did you say strap in or strap on?
Either or.
Yes. Uh-oh.
So that is from the second quarter magazine, so that'll be sometime in the next probably 10-20 episodes at most.
Yeah.
Next on the news.
Next news is we got scans of the Sixth Rangers, You Are the World's Arsenal.
It's a
first
fishing
off,
rod.
Hold on. That one image didn't load. Okay, His henshin device. I should have seen this coming because I knew it was called Juo the Light, but I didn't think it was an actual fucking flashlight.
It may look like a flashlight, but it's a trans-dimensional portal device.
No, it may look like a flashlight. It's actually a fleshlight.
Oh,
I was thinking it, but I wasn't going to say it.
Somebody had to. No,
so,
if somebody got my reference, you get 10 points.
Sure. So, clearly how this works is the front part spins around to select the animal head mode, and the middle part is a cube that activates its different functions, which is transformation, summon, combine, and cube search.
Oh, so wait, is the actual toy going to be like, remember when you're a kid, you could like shine shit on the ceiling and
if you look at the scan, you can see that it's got the rhino emblem because it's got the rhino head selected.
That's cool.
So when you switch it, it'll probably show the different emblems in different colors.
So let's see.
But like most toys, it's a flashlight. Is it going to be a working flashlight?
Oh, probably not.
Not on the level of...
Well, it says LED on the picture, so you never know. But
so let's see. Subway platform smartphone morpher. Hamburger.
Cheeseburger.
Flashlight.
Yes.
They're really pulling out all the stops.
Huh.
Train joke. Zuo the Light, rotating the cube to select the animal, the four modes, and his primary weapon is a fucking gun fishing rod. Zuo the Gun Rod.
Okay, well, it's not a fishing rod.
Yes, it is! Look at it!
Okay, but that's like the crank that like they used to have in like early minigun, Gatling guns.
I think they're gonna go for fishing.
You know what? I think it's both.
Yeah.
Because those motifs fit in.
Big the cat.
Froggy. Fuck you.
Froggy.
So apparently these two toy items will be released in June.
That gun looks so bad.
Terrible. It's like Billy the Rod, but shittier.
No, you see the red like circle on the fishing rod right there?
That's the button you push in to move the handle, I bet.
Yeah, but chances are, like, what if it, like, you press it and you're able to lift the handle up and go up to the flashlight? It looks like you could, like, connect it on to be, like, a bow staff or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, if you took the morpher to the weapon, that'd be interesting.
That would be interesting, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are happening.
Nothing beats the Star Sword gun for me, I'm sorry.
That's just dumb.
No, fuck you, it's great.
Anyways. Next Zuoger story. We got some good shots at a couple of the upcoming Zords.
Mole, a bear, and a crocodile.
Cube Mogra, which is the drill, Cube Kuma, which becomes the axe, as well as two of Zuo the World's Zords, Cube Crocodile, which actually looks pretty fucking cool, as well as Cube Wolf, but not Cube Rhino, sadly.
I see bear. I'm still waiting for Jaguar.
They will make a Jaguar. They have to.
It will be there, my son.
At this fucking point, I hope so.
I really like the cube crocodile because based on the scan, it looks like the jaws like open up to fold into the other sides of the cube. That's
cool.
It
looks like Dino Grandeur's.
Dino's Grandeur?
Yeah. Like what we got over here.
The Dino's Grandeur is basically a dinosaur version of a crocodile, so yeah.
Crocodiles.
Crocodiles predate
dinosaurs. Yeah, so these Zords weapon modes are yet to be revealed, but it's pretty obvious, according to the... And Cube Rhino joins up with these with Crocodile and Wolf to become Zuo the World's Mecha, Tosai Zuo, as we mentioned before.
Tosai Zuo!
I don't know what that translates to, but whatever, we'll figure it out soon enough. Next!
What is this?
This is for Raven.
Oh, joy.
Premium Bandai teases new Kamen Rider Kuga candy toy item.
Oh, you dick.
I was like, toy.
I was like...
Premium Bandai candy... Are you fucking with me right now?
Oh, it's the bracelet. The grungy wear.
The only information is a silhouette that we're looking at, and the unveiling of the item will be on February 26th.
Oh, yeah. It's a bracelet.
Yeah, it's the freaking bracelet.
Fuck, really? Of all the things that you could give us for Kuga, you give us the one thing that nobody
What about
remembers.
A complete selection modification Kuga Bell?
I like, certainly don't remember it.
Yes, it's Raven to be like, hey, take my money!
I certainly don't remember this.
Look, I'm already trying to save up enough money to fucking try and buy the Gatak complete selection.
Oh,
I'm
good luck. Like, oh,
Jesus, wow. Man. Well, it's $200.
Yeah,
so
I know,
Dave,
right? Give me a minute.
The DN driver's $300.
Well, that's
I want
it comes
to,
with
but
all
I
the
don't
cards.
Want to at the same time. It's
good job.
Goody.
You dropped a gun.
You dropped your fucking gun.
Alright. Speaking of teasing new toy items, the other thing that got confirmed is the Kamen Rider Fize complete selection modification Fize gear.
Yeah. Ooh, so
oh god, you have no idea how much I want this.
So does that mean like it comes in a suitcase and you get like everything?
It would have to. absolutely have to.
Let me just say that I'm disappointed this doesn't come out in May.
April 20th. Wow, that's actually really...
Yeah.
Like, soon.
It's like 2 months.
Yeah.
Like,
damn, girl. No information on if it comes with the box or not, but as of now, the info we have is that the pre-orders for it will start on April 22nd. Oh. And its retail price will be 30,240 yen.
So that's gonna be like a $400-$500 item.
Yeah,
which makes sense considering how many attachments there have to be for that.
Yeah. So and it is set for a September release.
Yeah. Open your eyes for, something.
Open your eyes for the Fives prize.
Open your eyes for the pre-order because they're going fast.
Open your thighs for this next news story.
Ooh.
The Pink Ranger from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is apparently getting her own comic book series.
Cool. Oh, can this take place after Kimberly leaves?
Probably.
It could make more sense.
So it'd be a cat comic book series.
No, it's a Kimberly comic book series, you dingus.
No, cat, though.
But it says it will focus on Kimberly.
Yeah, the article says Kimberly.
Oh, I want cat.
So apparently it is going to be a spin-off miniseries released in 6 parts. Let's see. And that's just info on who's doing it. Mighty Morphin.
Not the passing point.
It's been the title. Excuse me. The title is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers: Pink, and it is set to kick off in May.
So that might mean that
it's some bitchin' artwork.
That might mean that we might get a feature on all the others too. Then.
Oh, that would be cool.
There's
some artwork.
Is the Black Ranger it? No, there he is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like...
He's way in the back.
He's
hiding.
I love how liberal these designs for their helmets are.
Well, that's in the background. It's not supposed to be.
Her hair was not even that long.
Oh, but it is now, my boy.
Sure, whatever.
It is now.
All right, next news story. So, related to Power Rangers Dino Supercharge. So, they revealed the actor who's going to play the Tyler's father... Dan Musgrove, he did voiceover for the role of James Navarro, which is Tyler's dad, and based on information in the series, if you read the episode summaries, apparently it's very possible that Tyler's dad is going to be the Aqua Ranger.
And who the fuck is going to be Silver Ranger?
Like I said, Torin.
No!
He'll just come out of nowhere. Or it's going to be Keeper. Keeper's going to be the Silver Ranger.
Can you imagine?
I gotta say, I'm surprised they did that. Like,
that's Cyan, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a woman in the Japanese version?
Only at the very end.
Oh, okay.
Most of the series, it was the half-Canadian fat dude.
I didn't watch Kyoryuger, I don't know.
You should watch Kyoryuger.
I know your best.
Pretty good. But yeah, I'm surprised that they would make him Aqua and not Silver. Anyways, we'll see if that happens. And that's about the only news I have, but I believe other people had some news.
We found out where for the 2017 Power Rangers movie, we have found out where the high school is going to be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just loading up the picture as we speak. That's all that I have so far.
It looks like a high school. There was a photo tweeted. It is definitely a high school.
Yes.
It's definitely a barn.
And then, for other bits of news... Load up. There's a new tokusatsu video game coming out.
Oh, yeah?
Where City Surrounded in Darkness, toku survival game. Basically, what? Kaijus, like Godzilla, Ultraman,
what platforms
monsters, like they're destroying the city. You don't play as them, you play as someone trying to get the fuck out of the city.
That's a great idea.
Wow, okay.
Oh, so it's one of those. Fucking
shit, fuck, monster.
That sounds fun.
Everybody does.
What platform is this for and when is it out?
No release date or plans for localization.
Oh, great.
Oh, it has been confirmed for PS Vita and PS4 consoles exclusively.
Oh, okay. Neat.
What's the title?
City Shadowed in Darkness, Tokyo Survival
Game. Oh, okay. I thought that was just a slogan.
No. And then... Toy Fair just happened.
Uh-huh.
And we are getting new villain figures for Dino Supercharge, and Bandai has announced that they are making a figure of every single Ranger.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
The six, Basically, they're going to be 6-inch. They're starting off with Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, because duh. And Ninja Storm, because...
we haven't had enough of those yet. Yeah,
and Ninja Steel, or sorry, Ninja Storm, because Ninja Steel is happening next year.
Makes sense.
But here's the best part about it, though. The figures are going to be at retail for $20.
Okay.
They all come with a Build-A-Figure piece. And they build their, like, the main show Megazord.
Okay.
So, I don't know how they're going to fit the white...
Collect them all.
Yeah, collect them all to make the Megazord.
But makes sense.
Besides from that, they have... that's more or less plans. Oh. SH Monster Arts have announced a 1954 Godzilla. So, like, the very first Godzilla design.
Cool. Do you have a picture of that?
Yep.
Let me see.
Make sure you send that to me.
Gojira.
Godzilla.
Oh, he looks like shit.
No, really, look at the toy. You can kind of, like, see, like, that is amazing detail, because you can, like, look, you can see, like, the wrinkles of the suit.
Yeah.
Like, the huge-ass ears. Oh, my God.
And
no, it looks awesome.
Yeah. So it's legit, the design from the fucking...
Yeah! Okay. Do you think that if they, like, went to, like, the more mid-road movies, they would show that the fact that his arms are falling apart?
That'll damage Godzilla.
Really?
And besides from that, Paul Gordon passed away.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because I was looking him up yesterday.
He basically, co-wrote...
Damn it!
More or less, he co-wrote the Digimon theme song Over Here and Power Rangers Wild Force.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And much of the other insert songs from American Digimon.
Which means he worked on Masked Rider first.
No, not the score.
I know.
He did the song instead of lyrics.
That was still a weird realization.
Yeah, it's just you're watching Masked Rider, it's like...
That's Digimon music.
Digimon?
But yeah, it was funny. I was looking him up the other day because I want to find, like, high-quality rips of, like, the call-outs from the Digimon theme where it's like, Digivolve into champion! Digimon! Mm-hmm. I wanted to find, like, call-outs of those and, like, get sound files so I can make them notification sounds on my phone.
Digimon.
And now I won't be able to get them, because it's, like, I sent, like, an email to his website's contact page.
Wait, Gar.
Yes?
To all our listeners out there, Ichi has a girlfriend. You can do anything, guys.
I do.
Yeah, if he can get
a girlfriend... If he can get a girlfriend after admitting that on the air...
Yep.
You can make it, boys.
No. Well, okay, Ninja Steel auditions are going to be starting up soon.
Oh, yeah?
And guess who decided to audition for the white white Ninja Steel Ranger?
Who?
Shayla Cruz.
Who is...
The wife of Andros.
Oh. How old is she?
I have no idea, but she looks too old.
Wife of Andros?
The guy who plays Andros.
Oh, the wife of the actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the actual wife of Andros.
That's why I was like, what the fuck?
KO30s.
What wife of Christopher Kamen Lee?
You know his name offhand?
I've watched In Space a lot. Plus, we watched Forever Red last night.
Oh.
You guys watched it without me? You dicks.
Yes, we did.
Wayne always missed the best things when you're...
Really? I was there. Like, what? Did you wait till I was gone and then go, ha-ha?
Wayne just said he wanted to see it.
Well, Wayne's a douche.
Well, take it up with him.
No, I love him. He might be making my
costumes. You heard it on the air, folks. So loves the douche.
I love to douche.
Skidouche.
And just for a joke, here's a CB01 Ace for $1 on Amazon.
I still think that's bullshit. I looked it up and I couldn't find it.
But anyway, I believe that's the news for the day, the week.
That appears to be it.
All right.
That is it for
today.
Bye! Well, we'll see you. We'll see you on Radio Sentai Cast Ranger proper.
Unless you...
And they're off.
He's stealing second.